Living on the road, my friend.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Should come on the program today, newly named Board of Pardons and Paroles Director, still state senator for now. Cam Ward will be with us. We also got Congressman-elect Jerry Carl, and from Yellowhammer News, Sean Ross, because that's what we do every Wednesday. So stick around for that. Joining us now, it's my pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine. My North Alabama day still remains a friend, despite the geographical relocation. State Representative Andrew Sorrell of Muscle Shoals joins us on the line. Andrew, how are you today?
Jeff, I'm doing great. I'm down in the Florida Keys on a little vacation right now.
So let me get this straight. I'm interrupting your vacation. I did see some pictures on Facebook now that I think about it, but I'm interrupting your vacation for this.
This is worth interrupting it for, Jeff. What I wanted to talk to you about is really worthwhile, and it's essential, actually, that we don't lose the United States Senate to the Democrats.
Right. So just to catch folks up, and you're back by popular demand, by the way. You had a couple of listeners request that I get you on again that are very interested in getting something together similar to what you guys did in Florida for these two Georgia Senate races.
Yeah, when I came on your show about a month ago recruiting people to go knock doors with me, it was in Florida for, of course, Donald Trump's presidential campaign. And we were successful. We recruited 150 people total. I recruited 8 or 10 just from your program. Well, one of them actually ended up in my door-knocking group in Pensacola. And I said, how did you end up here? She said, oh, I don't know. She said there was some state rep on the radio on Jeff Moore's show. And I said, that was me. So we kind of met and became friends. And she was a very, very good door-knocker. But we were successful. We won Florida. Now, looking back, I almost wish that we had deployed to Georgia instead of Florida. But who could have known?
Yeah, no one saw that come. Well, and I was always dismissive of those people that said Georgia was a swing state. But it turns out getting people out to vote, the Democrats certainly, well, maybe even some dead people out to vote, but I digress, it certainly became very important in Georgia.
Well, yeah, and the media credited Trump's ground game in Florida for why he was able to win the state. And, I mean, I don't think that we deserve all the credit, but we did knock 40,000 doors there a week before the election. That's 80,000 indirect voter contacts. Certainly, that probably had some type of effect. But now we're trying the same strategy over in the state of Georgia because, as everyone knows, there's two Senate seats on the ballot there in early January. There's going to be two different deployments to Georgia. The first is the week of December 13th. That's the week that I'll be going. The second is the week of December 27th. So if any of your listeners are free to come, or you know, if they could take vacation time or whatever, if they can come over there and help us knock doors, it's essential we keep those two Senate seats in the Republicans' hands, or the Democrats will basically have a clean sweep of the national government. We can't let that happen.
So folks want to do that. How do they get in touch?
I'll get my cell phone number out in just a second, and they can just jot it down and text me, and I will get them in touch with the Alabama Strike Force director or someone that she assigns to call them, and we'll get them signed up. The trip over there, the transportation, you know, they usually will give you gas cards or they take buses over if you're from a major metropolitan area in Alabama. Also, the lodging is free. They're going to pay for your hotel. So the only thing you're responsible for is if it's the same as it was in Florida, you just have to buy your supper every night. Everything else is covered. So all we need is your time. Just come over there, knock some doors with us. There's already 80 people signed up to go to Georgia. So we're hoping to get 120. That's what we have the budget for. And I feel like if we do this correctly and we remind Republicans over there how important it is that they go back out and vote, we can stop Puerto Rico from becoming a state. We can stop them trying to abolish the Electoral College. Well, there's so many things that the Democrats are going to try to push through, you know, liberal Supreme Court nominees and everything. It's essential that we maintain control of the United States Senate.
Right, because the Senate is the firewall from the anything crazy. There's, you know, the Republicans did pick up the seats in the House, but there's, you know, that is still kind of an enigma right now, how that will all be settled. The Senate is much more cut and dried. We understand that Democrats win both those Senate seats, then they have control of the Senate, and that firewall goes away.
Yeah, they can literally pass anything they want, unless they lose a vote or two from a, you know, conservative Democrat or something. But you know, I think we have very good odds in 2022 of picking up more seats in the House, let's assume for a moment that Joe Biden ends up being declared the president. He ends up winning. Well, typically, the party in presidency loses seats in the midterms. It's very possible, if we can hold the Senate now, that we will control the Senate and the House in 2022, and that'll make it very, very difficult on Joe Biden to really accomplish much of his agenda. But let me go ahead and give out my cell phone number for anyone listening that might be interested in joining us over in Georgia, and please just shoot me a text message, and I'll give you next steps from there. But my cell is 256-577-8562.
256-577-8562. You want to reach Representative Sorrell about participating in the door knocking campaign in Georgia to help get a couple of Republicans elected that will, as he says, and I think he's right, be that stopgap that to keep the Democrats from being too. I guess too aggressive in whatever policies they tried to enact are, making Puerto Rico or District of Columbia a state, things like that. So that's what we've been talking about here the last few minutes. Representative Sorrell, while I got you here, the talk from Joe Biden naming his COVID-19 task force. There are a couple of members on that task force that are already talking about shutdown again. Shutting the economy down for 6 to 8 weeks. We've seen a lot of governors push back against it. What do you think of that?
Well, not only am I against the new shutdown, but I was against the first shutdown. I was the only legislator I'm aware of that came out the day of the shutdown when Governor Ivey announced, we're locking Alabama down, stay-at-home order, all that. I was on national television on the CBS Evening News that evening saying we should not do this. I've got major constitutional concerns with telling people they can't leave their home, with telling people they can't operate their small business, telling people they can't go worship at church, and telling people they can't peacefully assemble. I mean, so I had major issues with that. And the other problem is the shutdowns really don't work very well. And the World Health Organization has recently come out and said, stop making shutdowns your primary means of combating the coronavirus. At best, it gives you just a temporary bump in your numbers. It just helps a little bit. But you cannot shut the country down for a long enough period of time to contain coronavirus. There's already been 11 million cases. So I just don't think it's going to work. I think it's unconstitutional. And I think that if Joe Biden and his task force try to implement some kind of nationwide lockdown, that Alabama needs to follow in the footsteps of the Mississippi governor and the South Carolina governor, the South Dakota governor, who have said, we are not participating.
Do you think, you guys have not been in session for a while, and by all accounts, you're set to reconvene in February for 2021's regular session. Do you think it's really time to start talking about executive authority, emergency powers, that this is a long overdue discussion to have?
Well, it is, and none of us really had any idea that the governor and the state health officer had so much power in a health emergency like this, because there really hasn't been one in probably 100 years since the Spanish flu. So a lot of these laws were put on the books in the late 50s that gave the state health officer all of this power, and it's really never been looked at since. But if you're going to be talking about, forcing small businesses to close, by the way, while leaving the big ones open, had a major problem with that. If you're going to be talking about shutting the state down, stay-at-home orders, that should absolutely be voted on by the legislature. If you want to give the governor the power to maybe do a 7-day lockdown and then call the legislature into a special session, and I think it should require a supermajority, honestly, of the legislature if we're going to shut the state down again. This needs to be an extremely serious and rare thing to do. So do I think that the executive branch has too much power in this instance? Yes, I do.
Yeah, and there's all these things that we talked to some of your colleagues, and they have a checklist of things that need to be done regarding COVID, particularly regarding the CARES Act money, but does it seem like this was a criticism from the Alabama Policy Institute's Phil Williams yesterday that the legislature doesn't seem to be engaged in any of this at all, that they're not by being out of session and not really being in front of this, that there's a power vacuum, and that vacuum is being filled by the executive?
the criticism from API is 100% fair. I mean, I've been wondering myself, where is the legislature on this? Why are people not speaking up? And I think it's because there's no risk for them right now. I mean, if people don't like the shutdown orders, all they have to do is say, well, I didn't do it. It was the governor. It was a state health officer. I didn't have anything to do with that. And then people say, well, why don't you do something about it to fix it? Oh, well, we're not in session. So, I mean, I think that the API criticism is 100% fair. And I hope that more of my colleagues begin speaking up and saying, no, we don't need to shut Alabama down again. No, our economy cannot afford another lockdown, especially how many more small businesses are we going to lose, Jeff? If we shut the economy down for 6 to 8 weeks, we've already lost thousands. We will lose thousands more.
Well, how do you feel about getting back into Montgomery, getting back into State House, getting some business done? There's even there seems to be a little a hesitancy for that even because these guys don't, you know, some of them may be vulnerable to the effects of COVID-19, that there seems to be a real reluctance by some members to even, you know, or talk that they may just come gavel in February and then not meet until April or May out of the health concerns, that is keeping the legislature kind of out of the game, those concerns.
Well, I mean, how would that strategy have worked in this past session? I mean, coronavirus has gotten worse since we were down there in May passing those very, very oversized, in my opinion, budgets and everything. There's no guarantee if we go into session in February and gavel out that it'll be any better in April. But I think we need to go down there and do our jobs. I mean, there's a certain occupational hazard that comes with being a legislator. It comes with being in a leadership position. And if you're an 84-year-old representative with asthma, okay, well, you probably don't need to go down there. You don't need to expose yourself. But the rest of us, there's plenty of us that are my age or, you know, that are not at high risk for corona, or, by the way, that have already had it, right? I think we can get a quorum together, and we can go down there, we can do the business of the people of Alabama. I think that's what they expect when they elect us. And I don't care if we have to meet outside on the Capitol grounds. I don't care what we have to do, but we need to get back down there and do the people's work.
Are you surprised, though, that there's been this hesitancy? It seems like, you know, It seems when we ever talk about politicians keeping them away from something like this, that seems like kind of a foreign thought. But as we're sitting here today, we're having this discussion that this is actually a real thing, and that there are a number of people in that body that are just content to let the governor do what she's got to do.
Yeah, that's completely unacceptable. Legislature needs to step up and do their duty. And look, Jeff, I mean, you had the same thing on the national level. Congress didn't want to come into session to vote on that $2.1 trillion spending bill. And Thomas Massie forced them to because he denied unanimous consent on that bill. He made a majority of people show up and actually vote that through. And it's so hypocritical because he was criticized so much for doing that. How dare you make Congress come in and actually take a vote on a $2 trillion bill? But now Congress has been back in session for months, and there's 10 times as many coronavirus cases now as there were when everyone was criticizing him for making them come back 6 or 8 months ago. So do we need to wear a mask in the chamber? Yes. Do we need to socially distance and wash our hands? Yes. Is it time for us to get back to work? Well, we have to, because coronavirus isn't going anywhere. Hopefully these vaccines will help. But in the meantime, we can't just stop living.
Well, and one more question about the body of the legislature. It does seem there's a lot going on the state level. You hear the reports about Governor Ivey in the prisons. Maybe there's some talk about doing something like gambling. There is a lot of action that's going on at the executive level. When you guys get back in February, do you need to really look at all of the other things that are you know, while you're away, what the executive branch maybe is doing?
Yeah, there's plenty to look at, and there's plenty of reasons we need to be in session and passing good bills. I've got a lot of good bills that restore liberties and freedoms that have been eroded away over the last 100 years here in Alabama, but it's like I can't even get those introduced and discussed before coronavirus hits, and we're losing all kinds more freedoms and liberties. So it's like you're always trying to plug the holes in the dam, you know? But there's plenty of good things that we need to work on when we get back down there. I think the governor has so much power with, like, the prisons, for instance. She's basically told the legislature, well, I can do this with or without you. Well, wait a minute. Well, how are we spending $1 billion on prisons and the legislature doesn't have a say in that? So there's definitely some things that need to be looked at on that level.
One more time, give folks out. They need to text you about Strikeforce Alabama getting to Georgia, helping out in that race. Tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're interested in coming to help us, make sure the Republicans do not lose control of the Senate. Have a firewall against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's liberal agenda, then you need to come with me to Georgia the week of December 13th or December 27th and help me knock doors over there. You can text me at 256-577-8562, and I'm going to get you in touch with some with the leadership of the Strike Force, and they're going to get you connected.
Andrew, as always, I appreciate you making time for us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Jeff. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and have fun down there in the Keys.
I appreciate it.
Savers of Andrew Sorrell from Muscle Shoals joining us. Talk about Strike Force Alabama. We're going to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Make it to work. They're all